Section, starting point. 3 RTSP camera streams at 1920 by 1080 at 30 frames per second target, running in a Docker container with GPU-accelerated Vulkan rendering. The simulation renders a terrain with satellite imagery, buildings, and a procedural skybox. The GPU was 81% idle, while the CPU was maxed out. Something was very wrong with how the pipeline used resources. Section, step 1, identify the bottleneck. Section, measuring actual render FPS. Unity's target frame rate and actual render rate are different things. The FFmpeg config declared 30 frames per second, but that's just what FFmpeg expects, not what Unity delivers. To measure actual render FPS, I counted bytes flowing through the FFmpeg pipe. Result, 21 frames per second per camera, 30% below the 30 frames per second target. Section, where time was spent. 3 sequential camera.render calls consumed the entire frame budget. Each one blocked 416 milliseconds while the CPU waited for the GPU to finish. Section, resource utilization map. Section, step 2, NVENC GPU encoding. Section, the problem. Each FFmpeg process used 49% CPU for H.264 encoding with libx264. 3 streams equals 147% CPU just for encoding, competing with Unity's render thread. Section, the fix. The bundled FFmpeg binary didn't have NVENC support, but the system FFmpeg from apt did. Section, results. The CPU savings were significant, 1.2 fewer cores consumed. The render FPS dropped slightly because the GPU now handles both rendering and encoding. Section, gotcha, NVENC preset compatibility. The first attempt with preset P1, tune LL crashed silently. The NVENC version in the container didn't support newer presets. Falling back to preset LLHB, low latency high performance, worked reliably. Section, step 3, batch camera rendering. Section, the problem. Each simple camera capture had its own late update that called camera.render independently. Unity's camera.render is synchronous. It submits GPU commands and waits for completion before returning. 3 sequential calls equals 48 milliseconds of blocking. Section, approach 1, batch submit, failed. I tried submitting all 3 renders back-to-back before any read back. Result, no improvement. Camera.render is fundamentally synchronous in built-in RP. It doesn't return until the GPU finishes, regardless of ordering. Section, approach 2, stagger rendering, wrong trade-off. Rendered 1 camera per frame in round robin. Result, 60 frames per second simulation loop, but each camera dropped to 10 frames per second. The streams looked choppy, wrong trade-off for a streaming application. Section, approach 3, auto-render pipeline, success. Let Unity's internal rendering pipeline handle camera scheduling instead of manual render calls. Result, 21-25 frames per second. Unity's internal renderer pipelines the GPU work better than manual render calls. The key insight. Unity batches GPU command submission internally when cameras are enabled, avoiding the per-camera CPU sync that camera.render forces. Section, why it works. When cameras are enabled with target texture assigned. 1. Unity queues all camera renders in its internal render loop. 2. GPU command buffers are submitted together. 3. The CPU doesn't wait between cameras. It prepares the next while the GPU processes the previous. 4. Wait for end of frame fires after all cameras have rendered. With manual camera.render. 1. CPU submits camera 1 waits for GPU 16 milliseconds. 2. CPU submits camera 2 waits for GPU 16 milliseconds. 3. CPU submits camera 3 waits for GPU 16 milliseconds. 4. Total, 48 milliseconds of blocking. Section, step 4, disable unused camera. The scene had a main camera that rendered every frame, but nobody watched its output. It wasn't connected to any stream. In headless mode, it was pure waste. Result, CPU 160%, 156%, GPU 25%, 16%. FPS unchanged, but freed significant GPU headroom. Section, step 5, GPU instancing plus static batching. Section, GPU instancing. The scene had 6,800 materials, many shared across identical building meshes. Enabling instancing. 6,820 materials instanced. Instead of 200 separate draw calls for identical buildings, the GPU renders them in a handful of instance calls. Section, static batching. Non-moving objects, buildings, terrain, were marked static and combined at runtime. 5,341 objects statically batched. Section, results. GPU dropped from 24% to 16%. Fewer draw calls, less GPU overhead. But FPS didn't increase because the bottleneck was CPU-side draw call submission, not GPU-side draw call execution. Section, step 6, URP migration, failed. Section, the theory. URP's SRP batcher reduces CPU draw call overhead by 2 to 4 times compared to built-in RP. It groups draw calls by shader variant instead of per material, keeping GPU state persistent across draws. Section, what happened? 1. Editor setup. Created URP pipeline asset, renderer, assigned to graphics plus quality settings. 2. Build, succeeded. URP shaders compiled correctly. 3. Runtime. Unity hung during scene load. Render graph is now enabled was the last log before silence. The scene never loaded. The render graph, Unity SIXS URP default, doesn't work with XVFB virtual display in headless mode. The GPU tries to initialize display-dependent render passes that fail silently. Section, lesson. URP on headless Linux / Vulkan / XVFB is not production-ready as of Unity 6000.0.71F1. The render graph assumes a real display context. This would need either a Unity bug report for headless render graph support, disabling render graph settings that enable render compatibility mode equals true, using a different virtual display, e.g., EGL offscreen instead of XVFB. Section, final results. Section, what actually matters? Section, things that worked. 1. NVENC, moving encoding off CPU to dedicated GPU hardware. Massive CPU savings with no quality loss. 2. Auto render pipeline, letting Unity schedule camera renders internally instead of manual render calls. The framework knows more about GPU command batching than we do. 3. Disabling and used cameras, pure waste elimination. Section, things that didn't help FPS. 1. GPU instancing, reduced GPU load, but CPU was the bottleneck, not GPU. 2. Static batching, same, GPU optimization when CPU is the limit. 3. Batch submit ordering, camera.render, is synchronous regardless of call order. 4. URP migration, would have been the biggest win but doesn't work headless. Section, the fundamental limit. At 25 frames per second with 3 cameras at 1080p on built NRP, the bottleneck is CPU-side draw call submission. Each camera requires the CPU to iterate through thousands of renderers and issue draw commands to the GPU. The GPU finishes quickly, 16% utilized, but the CPU can't feed it fast enough. The only path past this limit is URP's SRP batcher, which batches draw calls by shader variant instead of individually. But that requires solving the headless render graph issue first. Section, per frame cost breakdown, final. 25 frames per second at full quality with 3 HD cameras in a Docker container is a solid result for built NRP. The next step is URP, when Unity fixes headless render graph support.